Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back at Bomber Stadium as the Bombers have hit the field. And, Bob, just the entire warm-ups we got here, through the entire warm-ups, it's been dry. And, I mean, just as they get ready to run on the field and get done with the national anthem, it started raining.
Right. The band gets a great night, you know, nice and cool. And the band gets out there and plays the national anthem and the alma mater and fight song and then all of a sudden it just starts raining. Umbrellas pop up and everything. And, you know, I worry about not the players, their condition, but our chain gang over there. You know, looking at them earlier, it looked like they've hit the weights pretty hard in the summer. They've bulked up, and I hope they're in game shape.
Now, you say bulked up. Is that because?
Well, that's a polite way of saying they look bigger than they were last year.
I was going to say, they've got some rain gear on. It looks a lot tighter than
it
was
looks
last
like
year.
Tighter last year. They should have got that 4X instead of the 3X.
That's Josh King, Dave King, and Bailey Bodenhammer. Who's the fourth one over
there? Well, I can't tell. They got their hoods all pulled up over their head like they're going to melt over there.
Well, the Bombers won the toss. They'll be receiving to start the ball game. And Malcolm will operate right to left here in this opening quarter. Our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Nettleton ready to kick off, and
it'll be interesting to how you handle the kick tonight.
Boy, the rain, yep, the ball's going to be slick now, and the field had a chance to dry out. Now it's going to be slick once again. Here's the kickoff, high end-over-end kick. It's going to drive Logan right back to the one-yard line. Across the 10, the 15, the 20, and that's where Mountain Home will start the first possession of the night. As the return that time by Logan Walker.
That was a good kick right there and a good return. Logan busted that thing up in there hard. And just, you know, when you kick it that far, you give the kickoff team a chance to get down there. And they did a good job. But give him credit. He busted it up in there pretty hard.
Brock Boget will start at fullback for Mountain Home tonight. Junior Williams not in the starting lineup. Dawson Tabor, the quarterback. Colton Peters, the receiver. Blake Pope at tight end. And you got Hershberger, Boget, and Swartz in the backfield. Out of the tee. And it's Boget that gets the handoff on first down, moving the pile, and battles his way all the way out to the 28-yard line with an 8-yard gain on first down.
That was a good play right there. Once again, you know, they told you they were going to play a 3-5. They had 8 men on the line of scrimmage that time. Two safeties about 6 yards deep and one linebacker, it looks like. One, two, three, four, five. There's 5 men up there now, middle linebacker. What we see a lot of is that covering the nose up with one linebacker goes to the fullback every time.
Second down and 2 here for the Bombers. Second and 3, actually. They're at the 28th. They have to get to the 31. Hand off straight ahead. A pickup of about 2 this time for Boget once again.
And, you know, you try to set this tone early with the offense and Jr. has been the bell cow. Junior's not even in there right now, I don't think, is
he? He's not. He's on the sideline. Did not get the start this evening.
You know, he's had that sore wrist, sore hand since the Sheridan game.
10:48 left, opening quarter, just getting started. First drive of the game for the Bombers. And this is Bogey straight ahead. Again, he has a first down run. Takes it across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains for the first time tonight.
And that's the kind of drive we need, Brad. You know, good positive first down play, a good second down play, and third and short, and gives a chance to convert, you know, given an option. Everybody loves to see the big play, but our best play is, you know, 3 yards and a first down.
Yes.
Three carries and a first down.
Light rainfall continuing. Started just few minutes before kickoff. Ball is given this time as Junior's in there, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked backwards. No gain on the play.
Boy, it's just awful crowded in there when you start keying on that fullback, and you need to be able to stretch that field from sideline to sideline, and with the weather like it is and the personnel that we've got left after injuries and everything is depleted, so it's tough to do.
Jay Pigram's in there, 320 pounds. Ronnie Bradley's in there, 346 pounds. They got some meat on the front of that defensive line for the Raiders. Second and 10 here for the Bombers. And the handoff sweep right side. This is Hershberger. He's going to pick up two out to the 35.
Trying to give a little bit different look. Dive that fullback and give that offside halfback on a power play right there. Now this is not where we're good at third and long right here.
Ball's at the 35. They've got to go to the 43 to move the chains.
And we threw some passes last week. Looked pretty good, but once again with the ball wet. And
third and 8 for the Bombers from their own 35. 8:57 left in this opening quarter. Scoreless so far. First drive of the game. Ball's given to Junior Williams. He is tackled in the backfield as Big Jay Pigram is in the backfield. He's 6'1", 320 pounds, and he got there about the time the handoff was given to Junior, and he's going to be stopped for no gain on the play. Actually, a loss of one back to the 34.
Well, they stunted to the wide side of the field, and we ran a play. That's just one of those things where they guessed correctly and made a good defensive play.
So Pausch will be in to punt for Mountain Home. Isom, the return man for the Raiders, stands at his own 30. Good snap back. Pausch will get this rugby-style kick away. Bounces the 40, 30, 25. Isom acted like he's going to pick it up. Got awfully close. You know Coach Hampton is not happy with the way he handled that punt.
No, the football's a porta thing. It'll pop up and hit you. That's a heck of a kick right there. That rugby style where you get the roll on it.
Down at the 17-yard line. .49-yard punt for Pausch that time. 8:09 left opening quarter, and we see the offense for Nettleton coming out for the first time. Cade Carter, the quarterback for the Raiders, works out of the shotgun. They'll send a man of motion to the near side. The handoff straight ahead to Young, the running back. And Young has a big hole, and he's going to take it across the 26-yard line. Pickup of about 9 on the play.
Well, once again, we need to be tougher at the point of attack right there.
Second and 1 coming up here for the Raiders.
Oh, Nelson's got some big old offensive line out there, don't they?
They have, yes. Pigram, who played on defense a while ago, is one of those. So is Bradley. They both play both ways.
Cut
they are
back.
Big. Handoff Young straight ahead. He's got a first down run, and he's still moving the pile out across the 30-yard line to the 31. He picks up about 5 yards, about 4 yards after he first had contact made on him.
We played that pretty well. That was a cut back pull, both offside linemen, just give it to the running back behind them, and played that pretty well. We just going to have to tackle a little bit lower, get him on the ground.
Three-man front for the Bombers on first down for the Raiders. Nettleton's first possession of the night. The handoff Young coming to the near side. Cuts it back in. Middle part of the field has room. He's into the secondary. He's at the 40. This is a foot race, and Young's going to win this one. He is into the end zone untouched from 69 yards out, and Nettleton strikes first with 7:08 left in this opening quarter.
you know.
He started right, Bob, cut it back to the left through the middle, and I don't think anybody even got a finger on him.
We didn't. It's tough to set the edge when in that formation.
Extra point now will be attempted by Golden. Michael Golden, the kicker, 7-0 left in this opening quarter. Kick is on the way, and it is good. 7:08 left first quarter. Nettleton strikes first. Raiders up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Well, an onside kick now by Nettleton on the ensuing kickoff, and the Raiders have recovered the football, and they're going to get it. Well, the officials are huddling now. One official's already indicated it was Nettleton football. Coach Brian, and they say it is Nettleton football. Coach Brian Maddox is out there, and he's arguing about it. I was writing stats down. I didn't see the play, but Brian's pretty upset about it.
It was a sneaky snake play. They lined up in the huddle, and the referee blew the whistle, and they ran up and kicked it. Of course, that when the referee blows a whistle, it's a live ball.
It is.
You've got to be ready.
So after the onside kick, the Raiders have it at the Mountain Home 48-yard line. They'll start in Mountain Home territory. The give is to Young, right side. Same play. He breaks one tackle. He's into the secondary again. 30-25, pulled down from behind at about the 20-yard line as Logan Walker makes a touchdown-saving tackle. But there's a flag back at the 43-yard line. This one may come back. And it will. It's a hold against the Raiders at the 43. The gate's a huge run. It was a 28-yard run. It's going to be called back.
Same play they scored on. And then, as a football coach, they kind of teach you to run that play till the other team stops it.
Bombers got to figure that out then, because we saw that against Harrison last week where the Goblins ran the same play with Husky going across the middle, trying to be covered by a linebacker. And they got several touchdowns out of that. So the penalty moves the ball back to the 46 of the Raiders. So first and about 15 here for Nettleton. Carter works out of the shotgun. Play action. Wants to pass. Pass complete. Right side. This is Kane with it. He is going to be hit. Drop for a loss. Back in the they're going to mark him at the 42-yard line.
Colton Peters played that real well on defensive side. Read that coming out of the back. Read that back coming out of the backfield and got over there very quickly. The quarterback looked more like a shot put than a pass.
He did, didn't he?
Yes. Just kind of shot putted it out there, and but a good play by the defense that time.
Second and 20 here for the Raiders.
No, they got us outnumbered on the far side.
Trips to the left side, and the ball is given to Young. Sweep to the left side, bounces it, and he's going to pick up about 10 or 11 of those yards they needed to make this third down a little more manageable. He picks up 11 down to the 47.
He's a good-looking running back. I don't think he's got the speed or the quickness that they had last year in the running back spot, but he's a good-looking running back.
So it's going to be third and about 10 here for Nettleton. They spot the ball at the 48-yard line. 5:39 left opening quarter. Nettleton leading Mountain Home 7-0 here in the early going. Light rain continues to fall here at Bomber Stadium. Raiders working left to right, trips to the right. The handoff given to Young. Hit at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be knocked backwards. He did a good job up front by Mountain Home. That was Austin Lance that led the charge that time. It's going to be fourth and long for Nettleton.
That was a good defensive play right there. We stepped right in the gap, got up the field, made the tackle. You know, hit him in the backfield and hung on to him.
So Nettleton will bring the punt team on. Now you have to watch because the quarterback, Cade Carter, is also the punter. Fourth and 10 here from the Mountain Home 48. Mountain Home will not put anybody back deep to return the punt. It bounces, the snap does to Carter, picks it up, gets the kick away. Pretty good kick, bounces at the 20, takes a Mountain Home bounce, and is going to be down at about the 23, 24-yard line, and that's where the Bombers will start with their second possession of the evening.
That's a pretty good call. You really don't want anybody trying to catch a punt in weather like this. It's just, it kind of turns into a disaster for you, so that's not a bad move at all, especially down close inside your own 20.
So the Bombers will have it at the 24-yard line to start their second possession of the evening. 4:44 left in the first quarter, 7-0. Nettleton with the lead, light rainfall continuing. It was dry throughout all the pregame warm-ups through the national anthem, and just a couple of minutes before the teams came on the field, the rain started. Out of the tee once again, the ball is given to Junior Williams. Bounces to the outside, cut down from behind. Had a chance to make that a big play, and one of the linebackers got him and knocks him down, but it's still about a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Well, Junior did a good job of bouncing and sliding along the line of scrimmage to hit that corner out there, and that linebacker just came inside out and took his legs out from under him.
Pick up a 5 to the 29, so 2nd and 5 coming up here for Mountain Home. 4:18 left opening period. OJ Williams, I believe that's Bashir's that's in there now. In the backfield, it's Junior Williams that gets the handoff. He's going to have a first down run to the 35-yard line. He needed 5, and he got 6, and the Bombers move the chains.
Well, that's a good job. Once again, moving that just a little bit wider. You know, sometimes just moving that dive player, that option look just a little bit wider will do wonders for you. In the last couple of plays, Junior's been able to. That one was more north and south. The first one, he bumped it and got outside on the corner a little bit.
First down for Mountain Home with just under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Bombers working from the far hash, the right hash, as they work right to left. Out of this T formation. And the give on the option is to Junior Williams straight ahead. He's going to pick up, looks like 2 from where they have him marked at about the 37-yard line.
Well,
so
look,
second and 8 coming up.
Look at Nettleton's gone to just a regular 6-2 look right now. On the defensive front, 6 down linemen, 2 linebackers, and 2 corners and 1 free safety. That's the old Frankie Vines defense from Alma where you just take the run completely away from you.
Second and 8 here for Mountain Home. And the ball is given again on the handoff to Junior Williams. Nowhere to go this time. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and about 8 for Mountain Home.
And 8 yards to go. Overton was there for the Raiders.
.235 left opening quarter. 7-0 our score. Seth Bashir's into the ball game for the Bombers, and timeout taken by Mountain Home. The play clock was down to 5, and they were just breaking the huddle. 2:23 left first quarter, 7-0. Nettleton leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Big third down here for the Bomber offense. Third down and about eight. Bombers have to get to the 45-yard line. They want to pass it, and Tabor is going to be hit and sacked back at the 30-yard line. He never had a chance. It was big Chris Mitchell leading the charge that time for Nettleton. Loss of 7 on the play.
Now third and long and try to throw. You know, we're asking our kids to pass block, and they don't do that. You pretty well have to throw the ball pretty quick in order to, especially when they're playing that 6-2, they're just going to bring them front six or eight as hard as they can go.
And I tell you what, every one of those front six are 250 to 340. They got some big old boys out there. Pouch to punt on fourth and 14. The punt is partially blocked at the line of scrimmage, and the Raiders have fallen on it, picked it up at the 28-yard line, and they're going to have great field position.
Right. You know, the way he takes those rugby style two or three steps to the right and kick it is a good way, but you know, teams understand that and they're gonna rush harder on that side, and we need to attack those defenders right there to keep them from running, because lots of times when he kicks it, he's right behind the protectors when he does that.
So the Raiders covered at the 29-yard line. They've got the football there, first down with 1:39 left in this opening quarter. Nelson up 7-0 at this point. And now a whistle just before the ball is snapped, and a timeout mounts at home. 1:39 left first quarter, 7-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, a touchdown just before we got out of the break. A play-action pass as Carter is going to hook up with Darden on the catch that time. It's a 29-yard touchdown pass.
It's just play-action pass. Got by the cornerback and the safety. It wasn't any safety in the middle of the field, or he took the fake and he was just all by himself. I thought the pass was going to be overthrown for a minute, which I wish it had been.
So Darden on the receiving end. The extra point is good. 1:34 left in this opening quarter. 14-0. It is Nettleton leading. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts, When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
14-0, Nelton with the lead over Mountain Home. 1:34 left in this opening quarter, and Nelton fakes the onside kick this time, and they're going to back up and kick it as usual. At least they'll line up that way. There's Golden's kick and the approach. They'll kick it deep. It'll bounce at the 12. It's going to go out of bounds at about 2, and Bombers will have pretty good field position here.
Yep.
Kickoff goes out of bounds. 1:34 left, opening quarter. It was Terrell Rogers. I had written the wrong name on my chart here. Terrell Rogers, who was on the receiving end of that touchdown pass. That was nicely executed by the – we were in the break when it happened, a play-action pass, and Carter was able to find him over the middle.
Boy, it was. Like, you know, he got inside the cornerback, and the safety wasn't there, and there wasn't anybody there, and he just made a good throw and let him run under it. Look, as it's going to be long, but the receiver did a good job of getting to it.
So the Bombers will have it, their third possession of the evening. Still working right to left here in this opening quarter. Misdirection play. The ball is given to Hershberger on the near side, and he's going to pick up a yard, maybe two on the play.
Boy, they're playing to run so hard. That was a free safety. Hershberger managed to get away from the first tackler, but the free safety came up and cleaned it up. So, boy, they're getting a good key. And normally, you know, those safeties are watching tight ends or running back or something like that. If they dive or block down, they're coming hard, and that's what their safeties are doing right now.
It was a two-yard gain, so that brings up a second and 8 here for Mountain Home with 1 minute left in this opening period. Strong right formation. Back to pass is Tabor. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket, being pursued from behind, and finally pulled down, and it's going to be a loss on the play of about 1 at the 36-yard line. That's twice that Tabor's gone back to pass, and boy, he's never had a chance on either play.
Well, we had a receiver wide open. Peters was wide open down the field. Of course, they play that run real hard, and you know, their goal is to stop the run. You know, they're going to make us beat them other than the fullback and the hard dive. And that's just the way it is when you run the tee. You've got to beat people with what you've got.
Well, they give a pretty good spot to Tabor back to the line of scrimmage, so no loss on the play. 3rd and 8. This should be the final play of the first quarter. Tabor, the quick pitch. Left side, right side, rather, is incomplete as Peters couldn't haul it in. Went through his hands, and he dropped it.
Good throw. Just
it was. And the Bombers will be forced to punt. The incompletion stops the clock with 6 seconds. I like the call there, Bobby. Didn't have to go back and set up. One step, pull up, and throw it. And
well, you point fake that the fullback, and it's going to freeze the linebackers, make them take a step up. And that's going to take the linebackers out of the pass play. You get that receiver inside the corner, which he was that time. It's
kick away from Pausch on the punt. Isom is going to chase it down at the 21-yard line. The return up the left side of the field, and he is finally tackled and ridden out of bounds at about the 42. And that's the final play of the first quarter. At the end of the first 12 minutes, Nettleton leads it 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.